Discover an easier way of doing business with the J.B. Hunt 360 platform. Manage the entire shipping process from start to finish, all in one place. See what the power of the J.B. Hunt 360 platform can do for you at jbhunt.com/power.
All right. Welcome to the last day of Freight Waves F3. This has been a lot of fun here at this event, so I was really glad to be here. My name is Terry Creech. I'm the head of product and learning for the Amazon Freight Partner Program. This is a program at Amazon where we work with entrepreneurs, folks that are interested in starting their own company or growing their own carrier company. Excited to tell you a little bit more about that today. But first, I'm thrilled to be here with Hannah McClellan. She's our VP of Amazon Freight. And Hannah, how incredible that we have two women in freight here on the stage.
I know, right?
Yeah. Why don't you introduce yourself for us?
Awesome. Well, hi, I'm Hannah McClellan. I have been at Amazon for 12 years. I was actually born and raised in Knoxville, Tennessee. So thank you, FreightWaves, for giving me a chance to come home to my home state here. I'm currently in charge of all of our inbound transportation services at Amazon, as well as all of our returns. So getting stuff in and taking it back. And the most relevant, I think, to this event, obviously, I'm the VP of Amazon Freight, which is our external trucking service and one of my favorite parts of my job. So, and I love that you called out that we're two women in transportation. I was actually just reading the other day that women only make up about 24%. Of jobs in the transportation industry today. So obviously something that, you know, I'd love to see improve and Amazon would love to see improve. But at Amazon, we tend to think big and bold and differently about things. So I guess it's only fitting that they've got two women in freight leadership positions. And I, you know, speaking of that, I think diversity and inclusion is a big area of a focus for Amazon this year and ongoing, I think. And we tend to think of that both in terms of how we recruit talent as well as the culture and environment that we create for them once they arrive. So we've got a number of investments and partnerships to enable us to connect with and recruit from more diverse talent pools. And then we make just an effort every day to create a more inclusive and I think comfortable and diverse experience for employees at Amazon. And we do that through, you know, a variety of trainings and mechanisms to help educate our employees on the importance of diversity and, you know, the research that tells us that having more diverse teams leads to better results for businesses. And, you know, one of the more, like, I think, you know, quirky but impactful things that we do is actually at the beginning of any major meeting at Amazon, we'll offer up a diversity and inclusion tip. We call it our DEI tip. So it might mean just, you know, taking a minute to remind folks of the common categories of unconscious bias that sometimes feed into our thoughts and actions. In the case of this month, November is actually Native Heritage Month here in the United States. So kicked off last week, and that's something that Amazon is investing in educating and celebrating this month. So yeah, big area of focus for us, and would love to see other companies join suit.
Absolutely. Yeah. One thing I think is exciting is it's not just internal to Amazon, but we also have diversity, equity, and inclusion opportunities for folks that are external to Amazon. And one of the things that we worked on this past 2 years has been a DEI training that is available for any carrier that's on Relay. And so they've been able to access that training and bring those principles into their own companies. As well as we also hosted a webinar that talked about how does somebody become a minority-owned business officially in that certification. So that those have been some great training opportunities that we've done. I love talking about training, and the Accelerator program within Amazon Freight Partner is a training program, an onboarding and training program for folks that are new entrants into the carrier industry. So folks that maybe want to start their own businesses can do that through Amazon Freight Partner Program. So through that, we really have lowered the barrier of entry into the industry. Amazon provides trucks and fuel, parking. We had some discussions earlier in this conference about the difficulties of parking. And so that's something that Amazon Freight Partner Program provides already within the program. So my other favorite thing to talk about is product and tech. So that's my other hat that I wear. And what I love about Amazon is innovation that we're doing in product and in tech, and as well as launching new programs. So I've gotten to know more about the Amazon Freight program, talking to you and talking to others. And it seems like that program is really an innovation that we developed based on a customer obsession that we have and a customer need. Can you tell us a little bit more about Amazon Freight and how that got started?
Sure. So Amazon Freight is our external trucking company. It was an idea we dreamed up in 2017, kind of formally launched it in 2019. And you know, back then, I think we had one big customer, and it was a customer that had very high standards and demanded very high levels of service that they weren't necessarily consistently finding across the different carriers they were working with. And that customer was, of course, Amazon. So I guess you could say that we kind of cut our teeth learning to be a transportation company, working for the largest and most demanding company out there. But I think it served us well, and it was a good place to start. So back then, we started off by buying a relatively small fleet of trailers by today's standards, and then building the tech that we needed to run those trailers and recruit carriers with tractors to pull them for us. And that was working well. We have actually grown that to a fleet of 50,000 strong at this point. So something that we're really proud of. But all of a sudden, I think it kind of owning all those assets introduced us to the problem of empty backhauls and empty miles, which was something that we had to, traditionally had to be responsible for. And so suddenly, we figured out if we wanted to continue to really serve Amazon and lower costs for Amazon, we were going to have to serve other customers as well, which is an interesting paradox to find yourself in. So thus was really born Amazon Freight, the external shipping service. And I think we followed the, tried and true Amazon product development playbook, which is you start with your customer and you work backwards. So in this case, our customer was shippers, external shippers. So we talked to them, we listened, and we took the learnings that we had from those conversations and, listening to them talk about their pain points and, why it was tough to be a shipper today. And we used that to really build an Amazon caliber kind of tech enabled, customer obsessed transportation product it seems like both shippers and carriers really appreciate. So yeah, so tell my team all the time, it's a great time to be part of transportation at Amazon.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, it was interesting when I started in 2014, I was working at our fulfillment centers where we're doing the picking and packing of our customer orders. And what we were at the time, we were mostly partnering with some large carriers and folks that we still partner with today, folks like USPS and UPS and DHL. And what we found is as our customer base grew and really enjoyed this two-day shipping type initiatives, and we wanted to continue to delight them, we needed to grow more in our middle mile. I like to describe middle mile as everything from picking and packing the customer order to that last mile of delivery, getting that package to your doorstep. So what we've done is really grown out our carrier fleet through Amazon Freight Partner and through Relay. We have the Amazon Air and the airplanes that you see with Amazon on them. I love seeing that. We also have intermodal. You can see the intermodal containers at the rail yards. We have also gone into this last mile logistics as well. And so it's been really neat to see Amazon grow and innovate in the transportation space. We didn't necessarily set out to be a transportation in that space, but we found that our customers really needed it and really enjoyed it. So I think that's been fantastic to see that evolution of Amazon in that space. And it really brings up the innovation that we can bring to the table. What are some ways that you've seen Amazon be innovative for shippers?
So for us, innovation, I think, is really about harnessing the power of data and technology and science into a pretty traditional transportation industry. We started off, I think, applying that to everything from our route planning algorithms to our ability to proactively identify and manage through disruptions during transportation execution. And then also making it really simple and easy for us to, create a consistent thread of communication with the drivers that are pulling Amazon loads. And, collectively building all of that technology on the foundation of AWS and machine learning allows us to not only have those, those algorithms and those capabilities, but for them to learn and get smarter over time, which I think is another, secret sauce of Amazon's technology. And so, you know, at the end of the day, I think our goal is to, you know, not only build the, I would say, the make the most efficient use out of the assets that you mentioned that you see out in the wild, but to do so in the safest way possible. So we want Relay drivers to be the safest drivers on the road, and we want Amazon customers to feel comfortable sharing the road with them.
Absolutely. Yeah. Can you say more about the safety innovation that Amazon's working on?
Sure. If you were to, you know, look at our product roadmap, I certainly look at it a lot. Probably the biggest component of it is in various investments we're making in safety right now. In fact, in 2022, we are going to spend more than $1 billion on safety related investments across our product portfolio. And, you know, that's across our trailers, our tractors, and then the driver app itself. So, you know, on the trailers, we're spending more than $100 million this year on a lot of sensor technology is really neat. So sensors that will allow us to figure out if something's wrong with a light or a braking system or, you know, tire pressure, and just making those trailers as smart as possible so that we can, you know, get ahead of any issues. And then on the tractor side, it's really even bigger. We're spending nearly $1 billion across our tractor fleet for everything from, you know, front collision warning systems and lane departure avoidance, speed limiters and technology like that. Amazon Relay drivers would, you know, talk to you about the app that they use. So we call that the Relay for Driver app. Some of the newer things we've done there this year is really getting surgical about, you know, being able to understand a particular driver's and tractor's height and weight, and, you know, the specific route that driver is on, and use that to make sure that they're aware of any hazards or restrictions, bridges, weather, and keep them as safe as possible out there.
Yeah, I've talked to several folks in our Amazon Freight Partner program that have really appreciated those types of safety innovations that we have through the app and on the trailers have made things safer for them. We also, all of the Amazon branded fleet that we have has camera technology inside of it that can help give additional feedback onto what's happening on the road so that we can really have that safest fleet. So it's been great to see that in action as well. So great. Well, let's transition a little bit. I mean, we can't talk about the safety of our people without also talking about the health of our planet. That's something that, of course, sustainability is something that Amazon talks a lot about and is doing a lot of actions on. And it really is going to take to really make an impact, especially over the next decade, on the carbon emissions across the entire world. It's going to take everyone, people that are here, people that are watching. Everyone needs to come together to really work fast and work collaboratively to make meaningful impact in this space. Would you tell us a little bit more about what Amazon is doing to help both measure and also reduce carbon emission?
Yeah, I mean, safety and sustainability, you know, I can't get through a meeting at Amazon without talking about both of those things these days. So I think Amazon recognizes the need for us to be a leader in this space. You know, we demonstrated that by committing to the Climate Pledge, which is our commitment to be at net carbon zero by 2040. It's actually 10 years ahead of the Paris Agreement that a lot of other companies are signed on to. And I think, you know, for us, that really comes down to really three big investments that we're making. And one is we got to figure out how to get off of diesel and not be so dependent upon diesel. And that's unfortunately easier said than done. And so we're investing a lot of time and money, you know, in that effort right now. But we don't necessarily expect that to materialize, you know, for years to come. So that's sort of a long pole investment. So on the shorter pole, you know, we're looking at more sustainable technology and fuel that is available today, like renewable natural gas, and trying to incorporate that and scale that into our fleets as much as possible in the near term. And then, like you said, sustainability is a team sport. We know we can't, you know, do this alone. We definitely want to be a thought leader and an investment leader. But we're also doing a lot of work with partners, you know, everything from startups to established companies to state and local governments, you know, working on infrastructure projects and really trying to, you know, drive the broader, I think, community towards making progress in this space. So super exciting. I think, you know, it's something 2040 seems like a long time away. It's just we really can't afford to think like that. So Amazon's trying to be a leader and bring others along with us.
Yeah, it's been great to see that innovation and sustainability. And if you see that Amazon branded trucks, so when you're on the road, quite a few of them are compressed natural gas, which is helping in that space. So definitely take a look for that. Well, great. Let's end with one last question. We have folks that were, of course, here today, as well as that are watching on the stream. How can someone get a hold of Amazon?
Yeah, there's so many ways to get involved with Amazon and Amazon Freight. So, you know, if you're a carrier, please check out Relay. We are always adding capacity to our network. We're a great shipper to work for. If you are a entrepreneur, come chat with Terry at our booth. He'd love to learn more about the Amazon Freight Partner Program. It is very cool. Any of the software providers out there, TMSs, we're eager to integrate with you. And I think shippers would, and some of our, you know, current TMS partners would tell you it's valuable to have Amazon Freight on your platform. And last but not least, like I always say, if you are a shipper, we would love to be your friend. And so please check us out. I think we've got a great product to offer and we'd love to tell you more about it.
Great. Well, I definitely feel like I can call you a friend after our time this week here at F3. So thank you so much for your time today and for those that are watching along. And I really appreciate your candor.
Thank you, Terry.
All right. Take care.